Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. The greatest people skill you can ever read won't come from reading Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Your greatest people skills will not come from a John Maxwell seminar or even one by your husband.
All right.
You should know I'm smiling as I'm saying that, actually laughing. The best way to develop effective and successful people skills is by allowing the irresistible charm of Jesus to flow through you to every person you meet, giving you supernatural favor.
Proverbs 4:18 in the Living Bible says, "But the good man walks along in the ever-brightening light of God's favor. The dawn gives way to morning splendor."
Well, favor, I'll say it again, is the irresistible charm of Jesus flowing through you to every person you meet, whether they know you or not, whether they're Christians or not.
In Psalm 86, verse 17 in the Classic Amplified says, "Show me a sign of your evident goodwill and favor, that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Lord, will show your approval of me when you help and comfort me."
The favor of God allows us to walk in any room, meeting, venue, or anywhere else with the absolute confidence in knowing that our great God, Jehovah, is flowing through us. Even in the midst of difficult circumstances, the irresistible charm of Jesus will flow through each of us. Our increased wisdom leads to increased favor.
And it even shows in Scripture. It's proven. Genesis 39, verse 21 says, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison."
Well, most believers will never find themselves confined in a prison with guards, tungsten steel wire fences. They may feel incarcerated by their surroundings, feeling that freedom, financial and otherwise, is just an elusive dream. No matter what circumstances you're facing, God can move you from the prison to the palace. That's what we always say, baby.
That's it.
From the prison to the palace, as his irresistible charm flows through you, change hearts and attitudes of others towards you.
Acts 7, verse 10 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "And delivered him from all distressing afflictions and won him goodwill and favor and wisdom and understanding in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who made him governor over Egypt and all his house."
The key to receiving and operating in the irresistible charm of Jesus through supernatural favor comes through a righteous lifestyle and a simple request.
Psalm 119, verse 132, Classic Amplified Bible. "Look upon me, be merciful unto me, and show me favor, as is your way to those who love your name."
We feel led to talk about seven practical skills that you can utilize in winning friends and influencing people scripturally. Number one, show yourself friendly.
Hebrews 13, verse 2 in the Classic Amplified says, "Do not forget or neglect or refuse to extend hospitality to strangers in the brotherhood, being friendly, cordial, and gracious, sharing the comforts of your home and doing your part generously, for through it, some have entertained angels without knowing it."
And by the way, don't be a respecter of persons. There's an old saying that you can't judge a book by its cover, and that's true. Make sure you're gracious and friendly to everyone who may not dress the best or appear to be someone who would mesh with your social circle. We encourage you to be the kind of friend that you'd want to have. Purpose in your heart to do things for your friends, even though on occasion the timing might not be convenient. Speak words of encouragement. Be there when they need an ear, when they're walking through a valley, as well as when they're on the mountaintop. Always be interested in what's important to them, their hopes, dreams, and goals. But also, be the kind of friend who will speak a word of correction when you think it's needed, but always in love and never judgmental. Likewise, a true friend would do for you as you would do to them. But here's the really great news.
It's found in Proverbs 18:24. Proverbs 18:24, this in the Living Bible, it says, there are friends who pretend to be friends, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
Not only do you have a friend that's closer than than anybody in your family could ever be, he always answers when you call. No busy signals, no answering machine, no voicemail, no pager number. No, can I call you back? I'm on another call. You don't get that kind of response. Just his private cell line. And he's ready to listen and help. Your business, may be struggling. But pray and ask God to stir creative ideas in you, to open new avenues of revenue, to allow you to see and seek new ways of doing things, new opportunities. Furthermore, ask God to help you show yourself friendly to others. People have always, a lot of people ask me why I'm so happy. It's because I sow and subsequently reap happiness. Happiness in who we are in Him will always draw people to us.
Number two, be confident in your body language. 1 Corinthians 6:20 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, you were bought with a price, purchased with a preciousness, and paid for, made his own. So then, honor God and bring glory to him in your body. Our body language should reflect who we are in Christ. However, sometimes through our attitude, our body language, we sometimes unknowingly put up the do not enter sign.
Sure.
A forest ranger once needed to consult a property owner to determine boundary lines. Walking up a dirt road, he encountered signs that read like, no trespassing, beware of the dog, keep out, this means you. Finally arriving at his door, he talked with a congenial, cooperative landowner. When he was ready to leave, the man said to him, come and see me again sometime. I don't get many visitors up this way. So you know what? It's important to realize that people aren't always as they seem on the surface. So we have to listen for those hidden meanings in conversation. Peter Drucker, the renowned management consultant, once said, the most important thing in communication is to hear what isn't being said. So what does your body language display? When a salesperson is talking to you, if they fold their arms across your chest, and it means that you're not buying it, what they're selling. During the presentation, if your pupils start to expand, it means you're excited about what they're saying to you. Frankly, this is a part of body language a person can't control. So if a salesperson is talking to a couple and the woman crosses her legs and then the man does the same thing, it means the woman is the one who makes the decision. So how do you find out what your body language is saying to other people? Maybe you need to look in the mirror. When you feel confident, it's going to show. When you feel hesitant or doubtful, it's going to show. When you feel happy, it's going to show. And when you are worried, it's going to definitely show. So assess how you look when dealing with various emotions, and you'll know how you appear to others. It's as simple as that.
It is. Number three, keep your voice pleasant. Proverbs 15:1, New Living Translation. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. When most people get angry or excited, they tend to raise their voices. The pitch of the voice, the pitch of your voice, well, it raises. The cadence of your speech and the intensity of your words all change when you get excited or angry. Such a change in your voice is noticed and make a huge difference in accomplishing your purpose in the conversation. Make a decision to keep your voice pleasant regardless of the conversation. A pleasant voice can even change a hostile conversation and environment.
Proverbs 16:24 in the Classic Amplified says, "Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the mind and healing to the body."
Your manner of speech sends a message about you, truthfully, whether you realize it or not.
In Colossians 4:6 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "Let your speech at all times be gracious, pleasant, and winsome, seasoned as it were with salt, so that you may never be at a loss to know how you ought to answer anyone who puts a question to you."
The tone of our speech can wear down or eliminate the hardness of another person's heart.
Proverbs 25:15 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "By long forbearance and calmness of spirit, a judge or ruler is persuaded, and soft speech breaks down the most bone-like resistance."
And by the way, you can say almost anything to anyone.
Almost.
As long as you smile, do it with a smile.
There you go.
You know, to prove this point, I've told people, I said, I woke up to them and I said, we're going to do a little study here. And I'm going to say something to you, see how you react. And I'd start laughing, go, you know, you got to be the dumbest person I've ever met. Invariably, they start laughing. They do. I'm not telling you, you might not want to try it, but I'm just telling you.
I think maybe. I'm not going to.
Okay.
You
don't have to. But anyhow, the bottom line is, regardless if it's not harsh or whatever it is, smile when you talk to people. Guess what? We're not going to finish today. But we'll pick this right up on tomorrow's call. We'll continue with more irresistible people skills. Something we can all use no matter what we do or where we work.
That's right. We'll finish out the week somewhat.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, well, yep. Good.
Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching, up at the top where it says, "Sow a seed, just ask God, what seed he'd have you put in the ground." Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.